with Bill Snyder from WGN-TV, weather producer. Everybody loves it when you come on, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and happy Thursday. You know, John, my favorite part of the week is weather on the ooze. I'm telling
you,
that is. I look forward to it every week. So this is great. How are you?
I'm good. I went out earlier today.
Mm-hmm. Walked the dog.
Yeah, and you know what do they call it? Like the golden hour.
Uh huh.
Where the sun, it's just a really gorgeous environment, the way the sun is hitting everything.
Right.
It was fantastic.
It was. It really was. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, John. Parts of our area, especially in northwest Indiana, had a lot of cloud cover early this morning and even into this afternoon, and even some lake effect rain showers. You know, we don't talk about that much because it doesn't get publicized, you know, as much as lake effect snow does. But what's interesting is we had the right setup in place where we had converging winds and winds traveling down the length of the lake. And the air aloft above us was relatively cool. So when that setup takes place, and, you know, the lake is still pretty warm. You know, the average sea surface temperature of Lake Michigan is still in the upper 60s. And when you get what we call it the Delta T, which is the spread between the temperature a mile aloft and the temperature of the lake surface temperature, when that spread is 20 degrees or more, you get these clouds that develop and even the potential for some lake effect showers. So if you're listening to us in Indiana, you probably had a little bit of rain today, not much, but everywhere else it stayed dry. And, you know, it certainly continues the trend we've seen this month.
Yes, September did start out a little cool, though, didn't it?
Oh, I mean, my goodness. It sure did, John. You know, this has been the tale of two patterns. So, you know, if you're a fan of cool weather, then you enjoyed what began back in late August, the final week of August, and it carried over into the first 9 days of this month. We had a string, John, of 17 straight days below normal. It started in August, and it went through the first 9 days. Today is now our 16th straight day above normal.
Wow.
So how about that? You know, we've literally had the opposite ends of the weather spectrum, so to speak. And, you know, we were marveling at how cool the month began. You know, we started out as the coolest September in about a half a century. Well, guess what? After 16 straight days of warmer than normal, interestingly too, we are now running about a degree above normal. And this I found really interesting, John. And it was probed by one of our viewers who had commented and sent in a question to us and said, "Hey, is it just my imagination or have September's been getting warmer in recent years?" Well, I did some digging and I checked. And would you believe, John, that we have not had a September that finished below normal temperature-wise since 2014.
That is a long time.
Yeah. I mean, the fact to have that many consecutive Septembers in a row, you know, that finished warmer than average is really remarkable because, you know, every year is different than the other, you know, so to speak. And, so I was really, really surprised when I found that. And I got news for you. This September is not going to end that streak. You know, we're a degree above normal, and we're going to actually add to the surplus with what's coming in the days ahead. But, so we started out so cool. And I was looking at just the last couple of weeks, basically since the 11th of the month through the present. And, you know, I love to use Midway Airport data because it's well representative of the city of Chicago. And the average temperature for that period, when you take out the daytime highs and the morning lows, is 74.2 degrees. And Midway data is consistent at that location going back to 1928. That is the third warmest 2 week plus period on the books at Midway. So this is really, we're not breaking any records during the day. It's not, you know, as if we've been seeing temperatures in the 90s and we've had sweltering heat, but it's been persistently warm, John. And we've had some warm nights, that have contributed to that surplus too. So yeah, it's really remarkable how, the month has turned around after a cool start.
You know, every week you bring the drought update.
I do.
Which when the first time you did that, I went, what?
Right.
We had rain. How could there be a drought?
Yeah.
But every week you have an update on it.
Yeah. And you know what, John? Yeah, that comes to us from the USDA. And Interestingly, not surprising, John. You know, we had a few areas that got in on some showers and thunderstorms last weekend. But again, as is typical in the warm season, the rains did not fall uniformly across the area. So, some areas got it and many others missed out. And, we continue the trend of dryness across a good chunk of our area. You know, when looking at the state, John, 97% of the state of Illinois is now deemed as abnormally dry or, you know, in drought conditions. So that's not good news. And the area of moderate drought increased from 63% last week to 67% this week. So, yeah, it continues the trend. And, you know, if you look at the rainfall at both airports, so far for September, we've had 0.49 at O'Hare, a little over 0.8 of an inch at Midway Airport, you know, according to our Frank Wachowski, who takes the observations there. And we're not going to see another drop of rain the rest of the month. You know, the month closes on Tuesday. We start the new month of October on Wednesday. And officially, John, you know, we normally get a little over 3 inches of rain for the total for the month. So the fact that we're sitting at less than a half an inch at O'Hare and, you know, about 0.8 at Midway is well below normal. And official numbers would put us at the seventh driest September since official observations began 153 years ago. So, yeah, it's been dry. And unfortunately, the conditions are likely to get worse before they get better because there's literally no, you know, soaking rains in sight for at least the next week and probably a good deal longer than that.
You know, you mentioned we're going into a new month next week.
Yeah.
One that usually qualifies as fall.
Oh, yeah.
And when you bring that up around here, people wonder about the fall color of the leaves.
Yeah.
What can we expect? I mean, well, every year there's, you know, different indicators.
Yeah, there is. And you know what's interesting, John, is you know, there have been some hints of you know, foliage color as early as the beginning of this month or later last month, you know, late August. And I think that was largely due to the fact that while we had some cooler temperatures, they weren't certainly record-breaking cold or anything by that matter. But the fact is that we've been so dry, and I think that the drought impacts is what we're seeing, because we were dry last year too. So, you know, a lot of the leaves are, in some cases, there's some of the trees are losing their leaves already. And I think that's due to the dryness. But, in general, when we're looking at fall colors in this area, you know, across the Midwest, John, they're starting to see some pretty, impressive fall colors. If you go into the Northwoods of Wisconsin and you go into northern Minnesota, northern North Dakota, you know, we're getting a little bit of color on some of the trees here, but typically, we don't see the fall colors peak around this area, John, until the second to third week of October. And that, I think, is something that's gotten later in recent years. And I think that the warming has had something to do with that. You know, that's part of the equation when it comes to the leaves changing colors, and certainly the shortening of the days is also a factor. But yeah, I think that our fall colors have shifted just a little bit. I mean, I remember, I feel like when I was younger, growing up, the leaves were changing colors earlier, you know, in the beginning of October. And while we will see some colors, you know, I don't think you're going to see a peak until we get in towards the middle of October. So we got, you know, probably a good couple of weeks before that happens.
Well, how about a full weekend forecast heading into
Final weekend of September, the first weekend of fall, and John, we've got summer like warmth on tap. How about that? So we are expecting, you know, clear skies tonight and very comfortable temperatures dropping into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, and we surge back up into the 80s. A forecast high of 83 tomorrow, which, John, that's about 11 degrees above normal. Normal high is around 71, 72. So, you know, we're in bonus territory with that. And we carry that warmth over into the weekend. We've bumped our temperatures up on Saturday to a high of 85. So that's pretty remarkable. Oof. That's, you know, that's July level warmth we're seeing here in the final weekend of September. And, you know, the 80s will spill over into Sunday, Monday. There will be some modest lake cooling with a slight lake breeze, I think, later in the day on Sunday, and that'll carry over into Monday, Tuesday. But we're still talking highs along the lakefront in the mid-70s, so that is just gorgeous weather. And you know what's nice about this time of the year, John, when we do get warm, it doesn't come with the oppressive humidity that you see during the summertime. You know, the often the nights are comfortable, so you're warm during the day and you cool off efficiently at night because of the longer nights. You know, we're near what we call the equinox, which is the equal day and equal night. And so your temperatures are able to cool more efficiently, and it makes for very, very comfortable conditions.
The equinox?
Equinox, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, so you know, there's the equinox and equilux.
Oh, yeah.
And equilux is refers to that period, and it's a very small period, John, where day and night are of equal length.
Hmm.
So how about that? See? I learn something new all the time. I know, isn't it? I didn't, you know, it's pretty cool, though. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. What is there a day that? Is that something that develops, or is there one day?
No, it's a period that occurs just beyond the equinox. So,
wow.
The equinox was on Monday, and so here we are a few days beyond that, and so it's just a short period where that takes place, and then you know we start to obviously as we continue to lose daylight because we're losing about 2 minutes per day, we start to have more hours that are night than there are day. So that's something that inevitably we can't stop the clock, and that's what's going to happen in the weeks and months ahead. And you know, we'll eventually, even though it's not necessarily on the forecast maps yet, you know, as we get into October, John, we'll start to see some cooler temperatures because October and November, based on just the averages, are the two fastest cooling months in Chicago because the daytime highs and, you know, nighttime lows decline quicker than any other time of the year. And that's just happens to coincide with the rapidly shortening days.
Well, thank you so much once again, Bill Snyder, WGN-TV, bringing us the weather like nobody else.
John, it's always a pleasure, my friend, and I look forward to our chat next week.
Right back at you.